Bill Clinton is in North Carolina campaigning for his wife Hillary's presidential bid. Jorge Valencia reports from downtown Raleigh, where Clinton made his first stop on Monday.
Good morning. Is this on? Yeah.
Bill Clinton spoke in front of big blue letters that spelled out the word Raleigh. The H was stylized with a forward-pointing arrow, just like all the signs for the presidential campaign for his wife, Hillary. He got to the point quickly.
How many of you saw President Obama's last State of the Union?
Clinton quoted from Obama's speech. He said the country has created millions of jobs in the last 5 years, and that the economy is growing at a faster rate than in any other big country.
So why is it such a wacky election? Because millions and millions and millions and millions of people look at that pretty picture of America he painted, and they cannot find themselves in it to save their lives.
And then the former president did what the campaign has been doing for weeks. He connected Obama to Hillary.
People are upset, frankly. They're anxiety-ridden. They're disoriented because they don't see themselves in that picture. Hillary is running for president to put every single American in the picture President Obama painted.
Hillary Clinton has a commanding lead among North Carolina Democrats. A recent poll from High Point University has her more than 25 percentage points ahead of her challenger, Bernie Sanders. So the former president's stump sounded more like a general election speech.
We need a Supreme Court that expands voting rights, not restricts them. Look what they have done in North Carolina. Look what they have done.
The former president referenced the state's new voting law, which has been challenged in state and federal courts. He touched on other issues, solar energy, small business loans, college tuition, which, he says, should not be entirely free.
She believes that people who can afford to pay something should pay something, and high-income people should pay for their kids' education.
And the former president gave a quick biography of his wife. He talked about how they met as students at Yale Law School, and he told several stories of her as a young lawyer in the South.
When she got out, she went to work for the Children's Defense Fund, not for some big law firm, and went to South Carolina to try to end the practice of jailing young African-American teenagers as adults and ruining their lives. And they did do it. They ended it.
And that, the former president says, is his pitch for Hillary.
Please bring her home in North Carolina. God bless you.
The former president waded into a crowd, hoping to shake his hand and take his picture. One man sent his baby surfing over the crowd. The former president kissed the baby and sent them back. Meanwhile, Cynthia Spears from North Raleigh couldn't get a picture with Clinton because her phone died.
But I touched him.
Spears says she had already decided to vote for Hillary Clinton, but that she welcomed hearing about plans to make it easier for young people to pay off school loans. Young people like her son.
Fortunately, he's out of my house now, but he still has the loans. We're still paying back loans.
Spears says that after the rally, she planned to go to the voting booth and cast a ballot. Early voting ends Saturday. North Carolina's primary is a week from today. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.